legendary singer John Paul Young brings the Vander and Young Songbook to the Lumbra Theatre in Bendigo on Sunday the 30th. He's been good enough to join me on the line. Good morning, John. How are you going?
I'm fine, Sean. How are you?
It's great to speak to you. Can I speak to you 5 years ago, April 2012?
Yeah, you tell me, Western Queensland.
Yes.
Around the St George area.
Yes, exactly. It's great to speak to you. And you're coming to Bendigo, which is fantastic. How's the tour going?
Look, it's really, it's going so well. We've just had wonderful reaction to the shows, and I've got probably the most underrated band in Australia behind me, the All Star Band. And, you know, by golly, those boys know how to chop out a tune.
So I'm going to take you back. How did you first get involved with Harry Vander and George Young?
I actually got involved by proxy. You know, I was here in Australia. They were in London sending songs back to Australia for other people to record. And I was lucky enough to get the chance to record Pasadena. And that was late 1971. George and Harry didn't come back to Australia until about late 74. So when I was in Jesus Christ Superstar at the time, coincidentally with Stevie Wright. He was in the show as well. So when all that finished, George and Harry came back to Australia and they looked me up because I'd already had a hit with one of their songs. And we started head down, bum up, formalising the songs that they'd started to write in London. And so they started giving them a bit of air, a bit of oxygen, because Ted Albert basically built the studio at King Street in Sydney, built it for them. And that studio is world famous because, it's, you know, most of the big AC/DC gear came out of that studio. All of my stuff came out of there. There was things like Rose Tattoo, Choir Boys, The Angels, all came out of that complex.
And when you started working with them, could you tell they had something special?
Oh, I always knew. I knew before because I used to watch the Easy Beats on TV, you know, when I was a teenager. And, you know, they were just... I felt as if I owned them because it was kind of like our very own Beatles, you know. We had our very own Beatles. And you know, the more I go on and learn about George and Harry, they really didn't like the comparison with the Beatles. They felt that they were much closer to bands like the Kinks. So there you go, they had a rockier edge.
And the show's not just about your songs, of course. You're playing some other Vander and Young songs. Is there one particular song that another artist recorded that you wish you'd been able to record?
Oh, there's many. There's not just one. I wish I'd recorded both of the Flash in the Pan hits, Down Among the Dead Men and Hey St. Peter. Just wonderful, wonderful musical type songs they are. Of course, I would love to have recorded Evie, but Stevie Wright got those three wonderful songs. Friday on My Mind from the Easy Beach. I mean, what a classic song that is. I think it was voted the greatest Australian song ever. So, you know, these guys, they had plenty of talent. It was oozing out of them, you know, and not everything worked our way, but most of it did.
I have to ask you about Lovers in the Air. What did you think of the song when you first heard it?
I loved it. I really did. And it was one of those things. And that's not always a good sign, you know, when you like a song straight away. Sometimes you think, oh, you know, maybe it's just a bit too cheesy or whatever. It's a bit like Achy Breaky Heart. When you first heard that, you think, oh, yeah, that's a hit. And then you start running into people who hate it. So it's a difficult mix to achieve. I'll never forget going into Ted Albert's office and him playing it on his big stereo system that he had in those days and just being very quietly confident, even I think a little bit noisily confident. And Ted Albert said, well, you know, hold your confidence there because it's a very funny business. We never know what's going to happen.
There's a great documentary called Blood and Thunder that tells the story of course, Albert's and Vander and Young. Did that documentary inspire these shows in some way?
Well, yeah, it's all the same story. You know, it is basically the same story. And, you know, I obviously can't give as much time to it as it deserves because I've got to get my way through these songs. And I give a bit of a story for everything we play. And I've got a slideshow behind me so people can actually see some photos and some shots of what used to happen back in the old days. I mean, there's nothing too exciting in there. There's nothing to the motel rooms or anything, but it's all just a, you know, it's just a wonderful. People say to me, "You gave me back my childhood, you know, yep. my teenage years," and that's a lovely thing to hear, you know, because they walk out of the show really feeling like they've relived their teenage years.
So last night was Shepparton, Wagga Wagga tonight, Mildura on Monday, and we've got some other gigs before you get to Bendigo on the 30th. It's listed as your last show. Could the tour be extended?
Oh yeah, it will be. It's not. We don't tour the way we used to. You know, back in the 70s and that, you'd hit the road for maybe, you know, 6 to 7 weeks on the trot. You'd never see home again. These days, with you know, aeroplane travel becoming a bit more convenient, a bit easier, we can go away and do maybe 2 weeks at the most, and then come back home for a week or two, and then go out and do a few more. So that's what we'll be doing. Basically, the show's just going into recess for a couple of months, and then we'll start doing some more shows in September, October, November, December.
Fantastic. Catch up with John Paul Young and the All-Star Band at the Alumbra Theatre in Bendigo on Sunday the 30th. It's the Vander and Young Songbook. Hey, thanks, John. We'll see you in Bendigo very soon.
Good on you, Sean. Thank you very much.